This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة؟ That's what Allah said again in Ali Imran. Do you think you will enter Jannah? ولما يعلم الله المجاهدين منكم والصابرين, you think you will enter Jannah? And Allah will not know who really struggled for His sake and those who practice patient. So the role, yes, for sure. The first role I have to work hard on and stay persistent is on me. Don't change. And I'm going to keep saying this. And look at the woman of Gaza. You know what really shocked me? And you, all of you agree with me. 46 days, we have seen footage and footage and footage. Have you seen a single woman not dressed Islamically correct? Not a single woman with all this bombing on their head, with all this fear, with the loss of life. They didn't change, steadfast. That's the role. Because the more I am, and you are, especially my sisters, mothers, you are steadfast, your children will be steadfast. And the coming generations will be steadfast. So, طوبَ لِلْغُرَبَى. Do you want to be a stranger? And the answer is yes, Ya Allah. I for sure, I want to be a stranger. This hadith is actually narrated by Imam Muslim. My role here, and this is something maybe new for many of you. If I ask you, and I want to hear it, inshallah I can, why did Allah created us? What is the role? What does He want from me? Can anyone answer me? To worship Him. I know you're going to say that, right? You're right. But not 100%. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That's the verse in Surah Al-Dhariyat at the end. Allah said, I did not create you, all of us, but to worship me. That's how it is translated. يَعْبُدُونَ. What is ibadah? What is worship? I'm taking you very basics because we need to think. And once we think, we will think deeply. And when we go deep, we'll change. If we take it superficial, that's how it's been done, that's how my parents did it, we will not change. What is ibadah? Is it that's it? The only thing Allah wants from me is fast, we'll pray, and go to Hajj if I can, we'll pay zakah if I am eligible, and I say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Is that it? Wear my hijab, lower my gaze, don't drink alcohol. Is that it? Is that it? Yes or no? I want to hear it. I want to hear it. So what is it? You all answered me. See how I pulled you. You all answered me, Allah created me and you, us, to worship Him. And I'm saying, what is worship? Learn this, and it's going to change your life. When I learned it years ago, changed my life. Because I learned from this, I and you, everybody, young and old, you can be the Muslim Allah wants you to be. You can be the believer and the worshiper Allah wants you to be without a lot of changes. Really? Yes. Listen to this. Ibadah, act of worship. And Imam Ibn Taymiyyah defined it beautifully. He said the following. كُلُّ مَا يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَيَرْضَاهُ. Everything and anything that Allah loves and is pleased with. Pay attention to this. Everything that Allah loves and pleased with. مِنَ الْأَفْعَالِ وَالْأَقْوَالِ. Actions and sayings. Internal, الظاهرة والباطنة. Obvious and internal. What does this mean? Act of worship is not only the five arkan of Islam, the five pillars of Islam. And it's not the six pillars of Iman. That's minimum. You are here. You are here, sitting with the intention of learning and becoming a better Muslim. That's an act of worship. You are sitting, and somebody just came in, and the chair next to you is empty. You moved without that person asking you. You moved. You felt that person need a seat. You moved. You made her or his life easy. That's an act of worship. Because that's something Allah loves and Allah is pleased with, and it's an external. That's act of worship. Somebody comes sit next to you, and that person, again, I'm giving examples from today, from here. That person who sat next to you was annoying you, talking, doing things that is bothering you. Internally, you want to say something, but you practiced patient, and you turn to Allah and says, Ya Allah, please make this person help me to learn. That's an act of worship. You go out in the streets and you drive by the speed limit. And you're going to say, speed limit, yes. That's an act of worship. Speed limit, yes. Because you're following the rules of the country. And following the rules is something pleasing to Allah, as long as the rules is pleasing to Allah. That's all acts of worship. You didn't do anything extra. It's your daily life. You ate plate. They put food. And you are not very hungry. And you put the food. And then you say, I'm done. Then you say, no, no, no. Allah does not love those who waste. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ He doesn't love those who are wasteful. Therefore, I'm going to keep eating, or I'm going to take it with me. Either I'm going to take it home or I'm going to give it to somebody. That's an act of worship. The bottle of water. I've seen a lot of bottles here. You drank, and it's a big one. Half is left. And most of us will leave. You're going to come back, and you're going to pick all these bottles of water. Doesn't matter who did it. I'm going to take the reward. And I'm going to go out. It's a hot country, and I'm going to give it to every plant outside. And I'm going to make sure this bottle is going to go for recycle. That's an act of worship. What role we have. And how many roles we are not doing. So how I'm going to change the narrative? By changing me, one, and paying attention to every detail and every opportunity Allah put it in front of me to worship Him. I hope this is clear for everybody. Yes or no? Alhamdulillah. So then last question. Why we're not doing it? Why we're not? Now at least the faces I can see from here. You're saying, well, this is easy. Why didn't I think of it? What is the big deal? You know what? At least two issues. Number one, and correct me if I'm wrong. I would love to learn from you. Number one, we're too busy. And I'm sure Nigeria is like any other part of the world. Busy. Or in the Islamic terminology, we are ghafilin, we're heedless. True or false? I want to hear it. And what's al-ghafil? The person who is heedless. What does that mean? Simple things. Most of us, if not all of us, and I am number one, I am not going to say I am not. We think we're living here forever. We don't think, if I ask you, are you going to die? Yes. But we act like we are living here forever. True or false? give you an example. And I'm going to give the example from Nigeria. If you live in Lagos, that's where you were born, that's where your family, that's what your work, everything is there. And they just send you for 3 weeks to Abuja for a work or visit a family. Will you build a house in Abuja? Yes or no? Why not? You're going to say to me, if I do it, are you out of your mind? What are you going to do with it? You're leaving it. It's not your home. It's not your abode. And what is this life? وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ Allah said this in Surah Al-Hadid, the iron. What is this all life but the amusement of deception? How long are we going to live here? How long? 100, 200, and then we are heedless. We focus on our daily life. I woke up, what am I going to have for breakfast? What is for lunch? The kids are going to school, work, family, vacation, all these things, halal. But it's a huge distraction. Allah said also in Ali Imran, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ It has became beautified to people, the love of shahawat desires. And Allah put them one after the other. مِنَ النِّسَاءِ Woman, والبنين, children, والقناطير المقنطرة, the heaps, من الذهب والفضة, collecting gold and silver, والخيل المسومة, certain kinds of horses, which has a certain marks, white marks, which is very expensive, والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث, الأنعام is business, والحرث is business. That time was a certain business, now it's a certain business. ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا This is the amusement of this life. Then you all gonna say, well, yeah, of course I love my children. Of course I love my career. Of course I love my house. What is wrong with my business, right? Yes? See what Allah says right away after. In fact, Sayyidina Umar, when this verse was revealed, it was revealed in Medina, and says, Ya Allah, now, finally we got the dunya. Now you're telling me this dunya is all and mata'u al-ghurur is deception? See what Allah said afterward. قُلْ أَأُنَبِّئْكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّن ذَلِكُمْ Do you want me to tell you something better than all this? The car, the jewelry, the children, the home, the vacation, the dreams we all want to have and we dream of. قُلْ أَوْنَبِّئْكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّن ذَلِكُمْ Can I tell you? I see what he said. جَنَّاتٌ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ To those who have taqwa of Allah, Allah conscious, Allah is in their daily life, Allah is in their plan, Allah in their to-do list. What am I going to get, Ya Rabbi? جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ Gardens, jannat, rivers flow under. Okay, but that's not it. And especially in this verse. وَأَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ And spouses that are pure for both genders. Now remember what we love from dunya. And he said, this is nothing. Woman, children, wealth, business, that's nothing. I'm going to give you way better. Jannat, but add to it. Purified or pure spouses, and then nothing material. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ And when Allah is pleased with me and you, what will He give me? A car? A jewelry? A ring? A job? A status? But what we do, أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ As Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, do you replace the one that is much better with the one that is low, أَدْنَى? The reason you and me are not doing our role, we can, by the way, everybody, everyone, young and old, that role of changing the narrative, we can, because Allah will not have asked me to do it if He knows I can't. But the reason I'm not doing it is not because I don't know. Very few of us don't know. So we are distracted. We are in a state of heedlessness. We are immersed in this dunya. This needs to change. As he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, أكثروا من ذكر هادم اللذات or هادم اللذات. Remember the destroyer of joy. He didn't call it yet. He called it destroyer of joy. And they said, what is the destroyer of joy? He said, death. Death. If you want to stay focused and on your journey in this life, and you keep telling yourself, He put you on this earth for a reason. He didn't put you on this earth, you and me and all of us, to have fun and eat and drink and have children and collect. No. There is a way bigger role for you and me. And that is to serve Him, Subhanah. And the last thing I want to end up here, what should I do? What actions I'll do from today to change? To change me personally so I can get into the role that Allah wants me to be and then change the narrative. If I didn't change, believe me, nothing is going to change. Very simple things. Number one, be Allah conscious. Remember Him. And I'm not talking about the dhikr circles. I'm talking about in every step in your life. Send notification to yourself. Udhkurullah. Remember Him. Like when you came in here, when you entered this, everybody here, and you came to please Him, did you say to yourself, Ya Allah, talk to Him, personal. Ya Allah, make me benefit from this. Make this conference a changing moment in my life. Then you are with Allah. Then you are with Allah. You're a person who remember Him. Teach yourself before you teach anybody, before you enjoin good and prevent evil, to remember Him constantly. The deen of Islam is a deen that he pushes us to remember Him and reward us for remembering Him. What a generous Allah we have. Say Bismillah before you eat, I'll reward you. Say Alhamdulillah after you finish and I'll reward you. Remember Allah. And ask Allah to remind you of Him. When Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam looked at Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal, the famous Sahabi, companion, and he said, Ya Mu'adh, Wallahi inni uhibbuk. Ya Mu'adh, I love you. He said it to him. What did he advise him? فَقُلْ دُبَرَ كُلَّ صَلَاةٍ. Make sure you say after every salah this dua. Memorize this dua. اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. Ya Allah, help me. الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام teaching Sayyidina Mu'adh, which basically teaching you and me, to say this, Ya Allah, help me, meaning I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. A'inni, help me to remember you, dhikrika, wa shukrika, be grateful to Allah. Wa husni ibadatik, to worship you in the best way. Remember what we talked about worship, but in the best way. Ask Allah to make you that servant He wants you to be. Ask Allah to make you the changing factor or the key. As he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, kunu mafatih lil khayr, be the keys of goodness, of changing. One, remember Allah. Two, extremely important, especially this day and age, who is or who are your companions? Who do you spend time with? whether physically or virtually. Who do you follow? Who do you say like? Pay attention to this. Make sure those who are surround, you surround yourself with, physically and virtually, are those people who will bring you closer to Allah, who will make you remember Him, who will make you get better and become a better human being. There is so many other things to say, but if you took what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me speak and share with you, believe me, if Allah allows and we will meet again, you will be a much better ummah, bi-idhnillah. جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا
أتكبير
الله
We can do better than that. أتكبير
الله أكبر
I want to say a big جزاكم الله Karen to our mother, our sister for that beautiful presentation.
Yes, for those of you that's joining us, you listened to a keynote address delivered by Dr. Haifa Yunus. She spoke to us about the role of the Ummah in a rapidly changing world, our role. And if you missed everything that she said today, one thing you should take home is, you know, shine the light on yourself, be retrospective, look inwards, look at yourself. You are the first challenge towards this achieving.
One Ummah, one Ummah, we're one family.